Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We thank God for the 23rd day of the month of July, year 2022. It's another beautiful day. It's another glorious day. For we to see today, we need to appreciate the Lord. The Lord has given us opportunity to see a beautiful day. Just appreciate Him and bless His name. Appreciate Him and honor Him. Appreciate Him and lift Him up. Father, you are worthy of all praise. You are worthy to be magnified. You are worthy to be honored. There is no one like you. We thank you for this day. We appreciate you for the beginning of another day. We bless you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. I speak into the womb of today. It shall deliver breakthrough into your life in the name of Jesus. I speak into the womb of today. It shall deliver blessing into your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak into the womb of today. It shall deliver mighty testimony into your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every evil plan in the calendar of today shall not come near you, shall not come near your family. It shall not come near me, shall not come near my family. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prayer Program. And in this prayer program, we pray with high voltage. We pray like a soldier. It's a militant prayer program. And I know as you pray, God will give you testimony. We receive testimony on a daily basis. Your own is the next on the line. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you are listening to me and the enemy has been tampering with your destiny, today you shall be set free. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Appreciate Him and bless Him. Take any song of praises you love and bless the Lord with it. Worship the Lord with it. He is able, abundantly able, to deliver and to save. My God is able, abundantly able, to deliver and to set us free. He is able, He is able, oh, abundantly able, to deliver and to save. My God is able, abundantly able, to deliver and to set us free. You are going to open your mouth and praise this prayer. Immediately you begin to pray this prayer, the hand of the Lord will fall upon your life. The power of God will be released upon your destiny, and things shall begin to form shape in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, every source of frustration in my life be terminated by fire in the name of Jesus. Every source of frustration be terminated by fire in the name of Jesus. Every source of frustration be terminated by fire, be terminated by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, blood of Jesus, envelope my destiny in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, envelope my destiny in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, envelope my destiny in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, envelope my destiny in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, envelope my destiny in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, envelope my destiny in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, envelope my destiny in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, envelope my destiny in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, envelope my destiny in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, envelope my destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. Any agent of destroyer assigned to waste my life, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Any agent of destroyer assigned to waste my life, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Any agent of destroyer assigned to waste my life, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Any agent of destroyer assigned to waste my life, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Any agent of destroyer assigned to waste my life, fall down and die in Jesus' name we pray. Anything buried in the compound I live to work against me, be exhumed and be burned to ashes in the name of Jesus. Anything buried in the compound that I live to work against me, be exhumed and be burned to ashes. Be exhumed and be burned to ashes.
be exhumed and be brought to ashes. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, terminators of my star. Kala kala balaba. Terminators assigned against my star. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Terminators assigned against my star. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Terminators assigned against my star. Ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Herod in Matthew chapter 1 started searching for Jesus. Herod started looking for Jesus to terminate him. In Matthew chapter 2, Herod was looking for Jesus to terminate his life. Herod was looking for Jesus to waste his life. The Bible says that the three wise men, they saw the star of Jesus appeared on the sky, and they traced that star to the palace of the king Herod. Herod plotted a plan in order to waste the star of Jesus. Terminator of destiny. Terminators of star. You are going to pray now. Every Herod in my family, destroy yourself in the name of Jesus. Every Herod in my family, destroy yourself in the name of Jesus. Every Herod in my family, destroy yourself in the name of Jesus. Every Herod in my family, destroy yourself in the name of Jesus. Every Herod in my family, destroy yourself in the name of Jesus. Every Herod in my family, destroy yourself in the name of Jesus. Every Herod in my family, destroy yourself in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Say, every good thing that has been amputated in my life, receive restoration in the name of Jesus. Every good thing that has been amputated in my life, receive restoration in the name of Jesus. Every good thing that has been amputated in my life, receive restoration in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Somebody is going to pray this prayer three times. Say, I recover all my wasted years by the power in the blood of Jesus. I recover all my wasted years by the power in the blood of Jesus. I recover all my wasted years by the power in the blood of Jesus. I recover all my wasted years by the power in the blood of Jesus. I recover all my wasted years by the power in the blood of Jesus. I recover all my wasted years by the power in the blood of Jesus. I recover all my wasted years by the power in the blood of Jesus. I recover all my wasted years by the power in the blood of Jesus. I recover all my wasted years by the power in the blood of Jesus. I recover all my wasted years by the power in the blood of Jesus. You have to pray that prayer three all times, and things will begin to work in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Now I want to pray into your bottle of water. I want to pray into the oil you are having. As soon as I pray on this material, they become supernatural material. And when you apply them on your body, there will be healing, there will be deliverance instantly. Lord, I present to you the oil and the water in the hand of your children. Let this oil carry your power. Let this water carry your power. Let the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth mix with the oil and mix with the water. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost enter into the oil and the water, and let them become supernatural instrument of power. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you drink a little now? As you are drinking it, I command healing to take place in your body. I command deliverance to take place in your body. I command miracle to take place in your body in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you put it on your head? As you are putting it on your head, I command every chain in your head to be broken. Every curse upon your head to be broken. Every embargo on your head to be broken. Every limitation on your destiny be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to rub it on your chest now. As you are rubbing it on your chest, every evil arrow fired to your body shall go back to the sender. Arrow fired to your blood shall go back to the sender. Arrow fired to your soul shall go back to the sender. Arrow fired to your spirit shall go back to the sender. Every arrow assigned to waste you shall go back to the sender. Every arrow assigned to limit you shall go back to the sender. Any evil arrow hiding inside of you shall get out and go back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Now spot any part of your body that you need healing and touch the place and say this prayer. Say, healing power of our Lord Jesus Christ, enter into my body in the name of Jesus Christ. Healing power of our Lord Jesus Christ, enter into my body in the name of Jesus. Healing power of our Lord Jesus Christ, enter into my body in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Beloved, there are three prayers we are going to pray now specifically to receive fresh fire. Fire is one of the things which the enemy cannot withstand. When a believer receives fresh fire, he becomes untouchable. He cannot be molested or harassed or just messed up at night. In the dream, he becomes a warrior. The totality of his life is set on fire for Jesus. He will begin to emerge as winner in the battles of life. The fire of the Holy Ghost is one of the major weapons we need for victory in our life. And God has promised to slay the wicked. So when the fire comes into your bones, when the fire enters into your bones, a lot of things will happen. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 18 said, "And the Lord shall deliver me from every work, every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom the glory forever and ever." You see, every evil work of darkness shall be destroyed when the fire of God come upon you. Oh, John said, "I can only baptize you in water. There's someone that is coming after me," Matthew chapter 3, "that will baptize you with Holy Ghost and with fire." We need the presence of the Holy Ghost. We need fresh fire. When the apostle caught the fire, in Acts chapter 2, they never remained the same. The Bible says they begin to prophesy. The anointing of fire come upon their lives. So we need fresh fire. Many of us that are complaining of some things that Christians should not experience, it's because there's no fire in the bone. When there's fire in your bones, when there's fire in your blood, when there's fire in your system, all the harassment in the dream, eating in the dream, messing up in the dream cannot take place. Therefore, I want to get ready to get fire. Three prayers that are needed. All these three prayers, each of them on your own. Take time to pray them 5 or 10 minutes on your own. They are prayer to get fire. I want you to get ready now. Wherever you are, you need to confess your sin. Tell the Lord, "Save me and have mercy upon me." Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. I hope you are ready. Now you are going to pray. There are three of them. Say, "Oh God, my Father, release your fire into my life." That is the first one. "Oh God, my Father, release your fire into my life in the name of Jesus." "Oh God, my Father, release your fire into my life in the name of Jesus." "Oh God, my Father, release your fire, 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 release your fire into my life in Jesus' name." Pray. I want you to personalize it where I'm praying. This is the second one, and this one you have to pray first. "Holy Ghost, deposit your fire into my spirit man in the name of Jesus." "Holy Ghost, deposit your fire into my spirit man in the name of Jesus." "Holy Ghost, deposit your fire into my spirit man in the name of Jesus." "Holy Ghost, deposit your fire into my spirit man in the name of Jesus." "Holy Ghost, deposit your fire into my spirit man in the name of Jesus." "Holy Ghost, deposit your fire into my spirit man in the name of Jesus." "Holy Ghost, deposit your fire into my spirit man in the name of Jesus." "Holy Ghost, deposit your fire into my spirit man in Jesus' name." We pray. "I want that fire that is fresh." That's a song. "I want the fire that is fresh. Old fire cannot do it. I want the fire that is fresh." The song say, "I want the fire that is fresh. I want the fire that is fresh. Old fire cannot do it. I want the fire that is fresh." So every day a believer must be receiving fresh fire. Let me sing the song, whether you can catch up. "I want the fire that is fresh. I want the fire that is fresh. Old fire cannot do it. I want the fire that is fresh." Woman, "I want the fire that is fresh. I want the fire that is fresh. Old fire cannot do it. I want the fire that is fresh." Aha. This is the third one. Aha. You pray this prayer with power. Leketo sote leborobo shutiliba. Te prakosa kada galaba. Say, "Holy Ghost, breathe your fire into my innermost being. Holy Ghost, breathe your fire into my innermost being. The Bible says, God, breathe life into the formation that he has made in Genesis chapter 1. And a man become a living soul. Holy Ghost, breathe your fire into my innermost being. Holy Ghost, breathe your fire into my innermost being. Holy Ghost, breathe your fire into my innermost being. Holy Ghost, breathe your fire into my innermost being. Holy Ghost, breathe your fire into my innermost being. In Jesus' name, pray. Let me give you extra. Anything in my life resisting the fire of God, there in the name of Jesus. Anything in my life resisting the fire of God, there in the name of Jesus. Anything in my life resisting the fire of God, there in the name of Jesus. Anything in my life resisting the fire of God, there in the name of Jesus. Anything in my life resisting the fire of God, there in the name of Jesus. Anything in my life resisting the fire of God, there in Jesus' name we pray. But take your time to pray this prayer on your own, and you will see a lot of things that God will do. Lord, I appreciate you, and I bless you for those who have participated in this program. I pray you will bless every one of them wherever they are hearing me from. I pray that your prayer request shall be answered. Are you looking for the fruit of the womb? The Holy Ghost shall baptize you and incubate you, and there will be testimony. Are you praying to settle in marriage? The Lord shall visit you, and the yoke of marital delay shall be broken. Are you praying to have a good job? Are you praying to settle down in your career? Are you praying for your business to really be revived? The Holy Ghost will incubate your business, incubate your life, and the Lord will touch your destiny. There will be testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. I present your prayer request before the Lord. Those who are looking for their permanent, they are expecting their permanent residence, those who are expecting their the document that will make them to begin to work. Oh my God, may God give you right away. May the hand of the Lord rest upon you. May you never remain the same. May the yoke in your life be broken. May you become a carrier of testimony. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Oh, you have testimony you want to share with us? Feel free, send it across to us on this WhatsApp number, 0802-336-9298. Send it across to us. We'll get it there. Don't forget our international headquarters. I attend Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, and our international headquarters is at number 13 on Olasimbo Street, Onike Sabuyaba. Number 13 on Olasimbo Street, Onike Sabuyaba. That is where our international headquarters is. You need prayer, you need deliverance, you can get across to us. Send it to my WhatsApp number, and we arrange how you pray, how you get deliverance. God will begin to bless you. God will begin to assist you. God will begin to uphold you in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't forget, Jesus Christ is coming soon. Always prepare for his coming. God bless you.